Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of running the race together with you, and thank you that we can come to you in this morning again, Lord, to get a spiritual shower, get washed. If there's anything that will be picked up and that is not of you, thank you, Lord, that you just enlighten us again, wash us, and just keep us on the focus of your true wisdom relevant to your wonderful kingdom, heaven on earth, heaven that's coming here to earth, Lord. And thank you. We know that that's your portion for us as well, Lord, because we are part of this house. And we rest in a good Father, in a wonderful Son that's completed and made everything available for us. And now we thank you for your leading of your Spirit this morning as we get our spiritual breakfast so that we can be on fire for the Messiah, walking in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Denita's, I'm letting her sleep in. So I'll just be doing the word with you this morning. So we are on 2 Timothy 2, and it's from verse 19. But we can go up, we can see some swerves from the truth. As soon as you start swerving from the truth, you believe deception. So we always got to stay with the truth, and what the truth is, the Spirit of truth, the Lord of truth, the God of truth, and says in the family, amen. And that's why, what is the God of truth, the Lord of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Word? It brings peace, it brings God's kingdom to earth as it is in heaven. So yeah, so he goes on to say, yeah, so some were upsetting the faith. But then he goes on to say, but God's firm foundation, from verse 19, stands, bearing the seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in a great house there is not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel of honor, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Hallelujah. So that's what our life is all about. It's to be the vessels of honor that's been paid for with a beautiful price. Amen. The price of Christ, because as much as the Father loves Jesus, he loves us. And Jesus has borne the cross, he's come to this earth and borne the trials and tribulations that goes on here. And he's now ruling to help us and to partake of all that heaven holds for us. So we need to just stay in tune. And if we go back to just encourage ourselves and our calling, we can go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 7, where he says he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in the sufferings for the gospel by the power of God. Power of God, again, the Holy Spirit is there, opening up truth to us, but also watching over us and helping us to just stay in the gospel, in the truth, in the light, in the kingdom realities, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So we partaking now of our predestined calling. In our predestined true family, that's where we are. Now we're getting truth from our true family, and we are staying in that truth. And so it was the destiny and our purpose and our plan is something that's been in the heart of God from the beginning. And then he goes on, and which now has been made manifest through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So that's our race, guys, is to stay in the light as he's in the light. And doing that, we always just growing and staying in the purity and making sure we are representing the King and His kingdom and not falling into anything else. Anything else is deception. And it's not what the Father sent Jesus for. It's not what Jesus died for. So we need to always just go back to that solid foundation of purity and wisdom from above and just stay in tune so as to develop on schedule. Amen.